أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا صواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا. الله تبارك وتعالى continues with Hazrat Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام supplication to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And here Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, after complaining to Allah about the different methodologies he used to invite his people towards Allah, yet they turned away. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says, Qala Nuhu Rabbi, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says, O my Rabb, innahum asawni, certainly they have disobeyed me, they did not follow me. Wattaba'u man lam yazidhu maluhu wa waladuhu illa khasara. And they followed that person whose wealth and children did not increase him but in loss. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in narrating these words of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, again leave us a very, very important message. One is the following of the Nabi. In our case, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In their case, the Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And then following the people of this world, people who will lead a person astray, people who is engrossed in the accumulation of wealth and other material pursuits. So his people, the community of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, also had this choice of either following Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam or following the people of this world. Yea, they chose the people of this world. And this is the complaint of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. They disobeyed him. And what was his command? What was his message? The oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, la ilaha illallah, there is no object, there is no God, there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah tubaraka wa ta'ala. Wa makaru makran kubbara. Besides the fact that they're following, and their leader was that leader that will take them astray and deviate them from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Over and above that, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's message was met with opposition. It was met with arrogance. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا. And they plotted and they devised great plans against Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. At the very beginning of the surah we discussed that when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, for about a period of over 900 years, he invited people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Generation after generation had passed. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam remained firm on his da'wat, on his invitation towards tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The plan that they had devised, the plot that they had devised, was a very simple one, and that is, no one is to listen to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. No one is to take heed to whatever Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says. Leave everything else. They will not even hear the words of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And of course, that when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam will go out and invite towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they will stone him, they will attack him. And when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam will fall unconscious, they will tie Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam in a blanket and they will throw him back in his home. And such were their plans that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is now complaining and supplicating to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. And they said that never leave your gods. This was the people saying amongst themselves that never ever leave your gods. And their gods obviously referred to idols about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about. Allah ta'ala takes their names. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. That they did not leave the gods. One was the god of Wad, and the other was that of Suwa and the Yahuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. These were the names of the gods of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi explains that at the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, kana an-nasu ummatan wahida, man was one ummat. All of mankind worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then between Adam alayhi salatu wassalam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam lived these five very pious saintly personalities that would worship and make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And slowly they began to leave this world. As life went on, they passed on, and then Shaitan came to their people and Shaitan said to them that just create some kind of statue, some kind of image, some kind of mold of these people, so that you will keep it in your homes, you will keep it wherever, you will remember them, and in remembering them, you will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, a generation or two had passed on, and that generation merely kept these molds or these statues of these people or these images of these people. And then came the next generation, and then Shaitan infiltrated their hearts and their minds, and Shaitan said to them that your forefathers had kept this because they must worship these people. They were great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were great worshippers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And slowly in this way, idol worship had crept in amongst the people before Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And obviously then his community had also fallen prey to this, and then that idol worship had continued. And that is why the beauty of the deen of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that all forms of images, all forms of statues and idols, etc., all of it is not permissible because of the fear that one will begin to worship them. And here his people, each amongst themselves, began to say to each other that you should not leave these gods. And taking the names of these gods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the importance of it is that a person may be as pious as that person is, but nobody is worthy of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not even the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا, and certainly they had deviated many in this manner. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا, and O Allah, do not increase the wrongdoers but in error, but in deviation. In other words, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, after making every effort to invite his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when their response was one of arrogance, their response was one of ignorance and stubbornness, and they refused to accept the message of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, innahu lay yu'mina min qawmika illa man qad aman, except those that have accepted you, O Nuh, there is nobody else that is now going to accept your message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered that message to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam realizes that his community and his people are not going to accept the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa